Hi everybody, this is Audrey Estes and this is my episode of Who Be the Heroes for our Greek Literature Honors 203 final project. So first I wanted to talk a little bit more about what a hero is, especially because there is such a difference between epic heroes in Greek mythology and our own viewings of a hero. So I wanted to bring back up my source by Miller called The Epic Hero that was published in 2003. And what they said about heroes, where I have a quote here that says, "Greek tragedy shows the hero as problem rather than a model," end quote. This I thought a lot about because obviously in today's society, heroes are known to be role models. They have morals, they have standards, and they really just try to be the best person that they can in order to help other people. Well, in Homer, a hero is more of a person with any sort of supernatural powers who is able just to withstand all odds. Like, for example, Achilles. By our standards, he would not be a hero because he is selfish, he doesn't care about anybody else, and he just overall isn't a good person and doesn't really do anything good, like morally good. But obviously to Greek mythology, he is one of the best warriors, the best warrior, in fact, like Greek warrior. And everybody seems to praise him and look up to him when really he's just a person with supernatural abilities. I mean, his mother's a nymph and she's able to call on the gods and ask for their help. And then obviously the gods like him, so they do a lot to help him. There's so many times where Achilles gets himself into some trouble and the gods just help him get out of it again. He doesn't necessarily rely on himself all the time, but either way, he's like unstoppable. Another source I have here, it's by Stephen White. It was published in 1999 and it's titled Who is a Hero? It talks a lot more about heroes in today's society. So they actually surveyed kids between kindergarten and 12th grade, so between around 5 years old to 17 or 18, and they asked them who they believed a hero was. And they ended up taking these results and categorizing them into three categories, which they provided as a superhero, a personal relationship, and public helpers. So, for example, a lot of times younger kids always thought of their parents as being heroes, which obviously is a personal relationship, while teenagers usually thought about doing good acts as being heroic, which would talk a lot more about public helpers. And then, of course, there's just the category of superheroes who we all know and love through media and through everything that we've seen with them. And that's a lot more of what I believe a hero is, because in my mind, a hero is someone who uses their talents and capabilities in order to help other people. And that completely throws out an epic hero, because when I went into this, I thought Achilles was going to be this compassionate, loving person who just also had supernatural powers, like we see in superheroes today. But obviously, that was not the case at all, and he's just a big baby who has unspeakable powers that he can use however he sees fit. And his own mindset isn't exactly what's best for everybody else. He sat back and just watched a lot of his comrades die. He didn't even help them until he wanted to, because he was upset about the death of one of his friends, which could have easily been stopped if he had helped in the first place. But I'm not here to diss on Achilles the entire time. I'm here actually to talk about Hector and who he is as a character. And honestly, through my research, a lot of it I found really surprising. There were a lot of details in Iliad that I didn't quite catch until I read it through these sources. So I cannot wait to share this. So my first source here is by Farron. It's made in 1978, which I know is old, but I really, really liked what they had to say, so I'm just gonna roll with it. And it's called The Character of Hector in the Iliad. So first, it mentions how much more Hector is sympathetic than Achilles ever was, which I totally agree with. I already just sort of discussed that. And also mentions that Hector is actually spoken about in every single book in the Iliad, which I didn't notice. So even though in some books, Hector wasn't actually, like, active in it, like doing actions like you're reading about that, he's still at least mentioned in some way. His name is said, and that to me is really cool. I also have a quote here. It's on page 39, and I quote now, he's known as the mortal hero of the poem, end quote. So, like I was talking a little bit earlier with morals, Hector is definitely the moral character out of a lot of people here. He has a lot more standards and he goes by what he believes to be moral, and definitely his own ideas of morality is like aligns with a lot of people. He also happens to be the only character with a connection to his family, which makes him a lot more relatable and therefore makes his death a lot more tragic. This source was talking about how, although, you know, some events in the Trojan War were obviously true, they believe that Hector was a made-up character by Homer in order to promote more relatability and be able to, like, you know, have a sort of climax in the story. And so that's why Hector was made to be this sort of person that everyone could relate to. I have another quote here that was on page 40 that is, and I will say now, Hector is by nature a peaceful, home-loving, gentle family man who is trapped by circumstances into the role of the heroic defender of Troy, end quote. So basically, once again, it just reiterates how much Hector was just your average everyday guy who had a family and had goals and had his own dreams. Something else very interesting that I didn't quite catch either was how Hector's reputation does not actually match his abilities. He is often overestimated when it comes to his own strength, and he even does that to himself too. This, once again, my source stated that Hector was probably portrayed to be much weaker, so that way Homer could promote, like, more sympathy for him. But even though he did lack physical strength, he also was a leader. And some examples mentioned were how he rebuked Paris for being a coward and not fighting Menelaus, and he also helped set up the duel between them along with Odysseus. Paris didn't want to fight Menelaus. He backed down after initiating a fight in the first place. Hector made sure that he lived up to his word and fought him regardless, and then obviously once again, like, made sure that the duel was set up between them. Also, going back to him not being, like, a physically strong character, he lost really badly in a battle with Ajax, and this was after everyone was too afraid to face him in the first place. So Hector tried to get some of the Greek warriors to fight him, and no one wanted to face him, which I thought was really interesting because everyone was so afraid of him, but then he barely got away with his life when someone actually stood against him and he actually had to fight them. He is not good at all with fighting against anybody, which, once again, I didn't catch because I always, when I was reading about Hector, he was killing all these people, and I was like, wow, this guy's really strong, he's so powerful, look at him, he, like, just killed, like, a dozen Greek soldiers. But my source actually pointed out that Hector pretty much beats any Greek character that's not actually important to the story. So everybody that he beats is just a character pretty much made up in order for him to be able to beat them. When he actually faces any sort of Greek character with fame or with power, he never stands a chance. He usually ends up running away, stopping the fight. Sometimes a god will intercede and help him out, but he never actually stands a chance. He does, however, have many impressive victories over the Greek army, such as when he fought his way into the Greek's wall. So he was a great leader. He called all of the shots for everything. But when, like, the Trojan army was making advances in the war and beating the Greeks, it was not solely because of him. He never had the physical power to do it himself. It was just more of what he was saying and what other people were doing that got him so far. And actually, when he killed the only well-known person in this whole story, I'm sorry if I butcher the name, but Patroclus, It wasn't because of Hector's own skill. Patroclus was injured well before Hector even faced him by another Greek warrior, and so Hector pretty much just had to give the final blow. It wasn't based on his own skill or his own merit. He just sort of picked off someone who was already close to death anyway. And because of this, of course, Achilles finally decides to join the war, and near the end ends up facing Hector. Even at the end, Hector was just very desperate. He did not seem heroic at all. He was very cowardly. He actually ran around the walls of Troy 3 times before, on his 4th one around the wall, he finally stopped to face him. And the only reason he even went to face him is because he thought he was being backed up by his brother, who was really, I'm pretty sure it was Athena, one of the gods anyway, in disguise. And that's when he realized that the gods were against him and that it was going to be the end for him. I remember reading too that before this happened, he was considering even selling like half of Troy's possessions in order to barter for his own life. He was very scared all up until the end and very desperate, but he still did end up dying. So pretty much, this source argued a lot that Hector was just a family man who, against his will, tried and to be the hero and leader that everyone expected of him. I have another source here. It's by a person named Redfield. It was published in 1994, so not as old as the first one. And it's called Nature and Culture in the Iliad, The Tragedy of Hector. And on page 28, I found a really interesting quote that I'll read now. It says, "Between Hector and Achilles, the outcome is never in doubt, for Achilles is superhuman, while Hector's the only sort of hero that we ourselves, at our moments of greatest aspiration, might hope to be," end quote. And this, I really liked what it was saying, because in all honesty, Hector never stood a chance against Achilles. All of the gods wanted Greek to win. All of the gods hated the Trojans, and Achilles wasn't even fully human himself. I am shocked that Hector even lasted as long as he did, because that he's up against just complete odds against him. Like, there's absolutely no way he would have been able to beat Achilles, even if he was actually skilled in combat. It also mentions a little bit more about how Achilles was depicted as being broken away from the community. I mean, Achilles did decide not to fight in the war. He hid back in his little tent and watched as his comrades all went to war for him and did the fighting for him. Hector was depicted as being fully immersed in the community. He had a family. He had friends, comrades. He was a leader, and he was always in battle, as opposed to Achilles, who just, once again, sat back and watched the whole thing. It also mentioned that Hector really doesn't ever initiate anything. He is just a, and I quote now, hero with responsibilities, end quote. That was on page 110, which I agree with as well. He honestly was just the type of person who wanted to take care of everyone around him and was just put in a situation where he was doomed to fail. So to sum all of this up, I would say, according to Greek mythology epic hero standards, Hector is not a hero. He does not have any capabilities himself. He did not single-handedly have this huge victory. He never really did anything that would make him a hero, according to Homer. However, I do believe that he is a hero according to my own standards and the standards that just we as a whole have already talked about. Like we mentioned earlier, a hero tries to use their own talents to be able to help other people. And Hector did just that. He tried to do his best to fight a battle that he shouldn't even have to have been fighting in, to defend his family and to help his comrades and to try to win for them. He really tried his hardest to fulfill everything that was expected of him. Everyone had great expectations for him. He even had great expectations for himself. But either way, as I've said before, it was impossible for him to win. Once again, if he had any sort of fighting skill, he still wouldn't be able to be up against any sort of like superhuman, like Greek god type thing. I mean, all of the gods were in the Greeks' favor. There was no way he would be able to win. But the thing is, he kept trying anyway. He kept trying to be the person that he told other people that he was, or that other people also believed. And yes, he was cowardly a lot of times. He did run away from fights, like I said. I mean, in the end, when he died, he was desperate. He was going crazy. But I feel like any regular person would probably do the same thing in that situation. And the thing is, even though he was cowardly, he still kept fighting. He still kept pushing. He had the option to go home. His family wanted him to go home. There's a scene when he talks to his wife and his kid, and he tells them goodbye, and he's going back because he felt like he had a duty to defend his people. If he really, really, truly wasn't a good person and didn't want to fight in the war, he could have done that. But he decided to stick by everybody. Even when he had like a spear thrown at him and it hit his helmet, and he got absolutely terrified of death and pulled back like the push that the Trojan army did, he still ended up fighting again. He still ended up picking himself back up and doing it all over again, which is crazy to me. I mean, once again, all of us fail constantly. We all have our own problems that we still try to work on. And he's just a very extreme example of this. Like, I just have so much respect for him as a person. And he's the kind of role model I feel like people should look up to. Even though the problem with him is that he didn't have a happy ending. Even in like social media and the movies and everything today, there are times when the superhero doesn't win and that they are defeated. Like, sorry, this is spoilers if anybody hasn't seen it, although it's a couple years old now, but in like the Avengers, when Thanos won and, you know, half the world was wiped out, and then the second movie came out about that, Endgame, and somehow the Avengers were able to reverse that and to actually beat him. People still have flaws and people still lose. The problem with Hector is that it actually was his final end, unfortunately, for him. There was no saving grace for him. But honestly, once again, like, that would be expected. No one expected Hector to win. From the beginning, we knew where the gods stood. We knew who they liked better. And from the beginning, we know that Achilles is the ultimate epic hero who beats anybody in his path. And so I think Hector is really someone who is underappreciated and dismissed a lot of times. He's exactly the type of person that a lot of us are. And I think a lot more people should realize this, and he needs more popularity for who he is, because Achilles is not the person we should be putting on a high horse. He isn't the type of person we see ourselves as and the type of person that we want our kids to look up to or our peers to look up to. But Hector is. That's it for me. I'm really excited to hear everybody else's episodes. Thank you so much for listening.